Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
debugging my podcasting program. Rather a boring topic. However, I've noted that as I have automated the upload of podcasts, people, mostly in the United States, oddly enough, and some people in Australia were logging into these flawed podcasts. There might have been some information with them if the engines were going fast enough. So I thought I would just do a talk about this debugging process, and I'm not quite sure whether this dictaphone is working. So I'll just talk about the dictaphone at least. I've worked out that at least the method for holding this, I don't know whether you need a good microphone, but it is just to isolate the microphone from hard noise vibration. So it's wrapped in the back of a little sock, just crossing this level crossing lines. Even though they're not here, I'm just checking it always. Just freak out. This is, you can hear the car going over the top of the level crossing, and I'll turn right. There's one of these nightmare scenarios. We spent a few hours during the day just getting the thing up and running, and you have a few faults that you're aware of. One of the things that I was aware of was that the simple addition of MP3 files wasn't working, and so there was sophisticated drivers would be able to work out what's going on, but the Googles couldn't do it. And so what eventually turned out is that the podcasters that I was placing up were downloadable and playable on drivers, if you had a podcast player, an MP3 player, I suppose. But anything which wasn't specialised would just say, oh, it's a podcast, I'll take the front image. And now what happens in MP3, apparently, is that they've got these wrap files, which wrapping, and so you basically have to take the wrapping off the file before you actually add them together. So it's quite a sophisticated process to actually concatenate MP3 files. And looking through it, it's just an absolute nightmare city. You have to actually put all the MP3 files into a batch file, and then give instructions to take it off, to take the first wrapping, store the first wrapping somewhere else, add those raw files together, and that's done in software which you can't have access to, and it was just a bit of a nightmare. And working out the fact that sophisticated players know how to handle this, I thought that, and it was successful, that if I just had a sophisticated piece of software which had to just do one operation with it, that in the process of that sophisticated operation, it would actually handle it all for me, and that turned out to be the case. So it turned out that I could do FFmpeg, which is a body of software which you can call up via command line. So I haven't quite worked out how to actually operate it outside, so I actually addition the computer's command line. Just check I'm absolutely going perfectly right, because a cop car coming behind me. That worked quite well on a few instances, so that appeared to solve that problem quite elegantly. Things weren't working absolutely well. When I fixed one thing, the other things didn't work as well, and I was just really scrabbling through. So it could be the external software was temperamental. It could be any number of faults. And then I had the system where I asked, and at the same time, so I was solving two sorts of problems at the same time. One is that the image rendering, the computer, so what we have is getting the podcasts, an automated engine to get the podcast ready to go to YouTube. And that's a fairly straightforward thing, but you have to create an image and author an image, put a title on an image. I think there might be other software to do it. I haven't really thought about it. So I did the brute force method of actually taking the image, converting it into machine readable picture, and then taking it, basically, you can have this thing to photograph any control. So it was in on a control, because So it's the actual machine. I'll have a look at it. So I produced this rather nice computer image, which looks a bit like a sort of a watercolor ink drawing background. So that, I thought that was rather nice. But then I had the problem of trying to actually root round and trying to work out at what stage this was produced, since it's a horrible cartoon-like picture at the end to put up on YouTube, since that's going to be the picture people eventually will remember with it. And so I was solving that problem, and when I solved that problem, or was trying to solve that problem, I gave it a something which is insane, and it shut down my writing software, author software, and when I put things up again, I hadn't actually been completely rigorous. I hadn't stored all the names and locations of some of the places, so it took a bit to get back and going. So I couldn't tell. So what happened is I couldn't tell about 10 o'clock at night. I couldn't tell what was going on, and I shut down. And so one of the things you can't do is leave a computer problem overnight. Sometimes it works going back to it, but you really have to soldier through and actually put out the different fires at different places. So it took a long time. I think there were 20 podcasts just published as I was just trying to check a different section, so it would publish a podcast but it wouldn't actually record it properly, or publish the podcast and wouldn't produce the YouTube correctly, the YouTube version correctly. And eventually, so I had to parallel check three sort of hypotheses at once. One is that the external FFmpeg software that could be failing under certain circumstances might have the correct syntax. And it was indeed a real curly one. So if I put a test file without a file name which doesn't have spaces in it, it did work. And then I'd do it on another file, which the difference was that the actual file name had spaces in it. So there's a way that you can handle spaces in command prompt. You can either substitute the top way of doing it is substitute the all spaces with the string percentage 20. For some reason that works. Don't ask me why that works. Or you can encapsulate it within inverted commas. So I thought, look, I'll encapsulate it all in inverted commas, sending the file names in inverted commas, and there was so that took a while. Then that didn't work, and I couldn't work out why it suddenly didn't work. Turns out that it's got to be hard inverted commas around it. You can't have inverted comma space and the file name. That's for some, you know, like this is like it's the most insane thing I've ever seen, because I think the inverted commas is really dumb in the process, in terms of the inverted commas just says internally, well, you put in those percentage 20s into those units. Oh, so eventually I'm going to sneeze. Now this is one of the problems with you're not mothering the podcasts with in Audacity. You can say, oh, I don't want to be seen sneezing on the internet, but with this is the alternate reality where you can actually just, it's sort of half between streaming live and I think streaming live things, there's a certain tension that there's things that come across. So this is sort of it's sort of like live streaming but different in a way, in terms of that it's it's not quite streaming, it's asynchronous streaming. So it has the large volume content of streaming going across. So the end result of it all was that after many, many hours, a few hours, I was able to just track down what the problem was. And now you don't have to be all that smart, because when you send any command line prompt, there's from the command system exe virtual instrument, it puts out a error stream, and you just read the error stream and it says this, I can't recognize this file's not here, I can't see that. And so, and it's not sort of like, oh, you have to be an absolute genius to work any of this out. It says this file doesn't exist, and it's the file written up to the first space, you know, you have to put in things in it. Then it says this file doesn't exist, you know, or I can't do it. It tells you really explicitly what it can't do. It doesn't tell you the exact fault. And so the only difficulty is that, say, if you are, when you think it could be two or three things at the same time, it could be that, you know, deciding what you do. So you may well, in some cases, decide to do something which won't fix your main problem, but will eliminate a few other errors. So I suppose the only real difference in this is that this is really the first time that I've had a few possibly four people looking in as I'm going, and just I don't know why they'd be doing it, what the interest is in just looking at this the error stream of these crazy podcasts which are published. I suppose there may be some interest in that. It's doesn't really strike me as that incredibly interesting. But the advantage is now that I am doing this quasi asynchronous streaming type of podcasting, which is coming along, that I can actually talk to people, and there's such a large volume of podcasts that it can be actually low interest podcasts. It doesn't really hurt me that there's a low interest podcast. Now this puts another long strategic problem of about how these podcasts interlock, and then there's I've got them ad hoc linking in an ad hoc manner. That means as it comes, it comes along, here's a podcast, comes in my head, look down the list, hit a list, I'm going to link that podcast to this last podcast, which is an essential thing going ahead. The actual linking of ideas is quite a philosophically, mathematically complex thing, which if you've listened to my podcast this car's got acceleration. It's a Tarago, I think, with a slightly larger engine, so when you be careful. Because I've changed the way that I'm sitting, my exercise physiologist has de-hunched me, so as you do. So good luck, and for the little four, I think Yanks and one Australian who's looking in, this is a little podcast for you just to explain what's going on. Thanks. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.